It is 7:32, 72 degrees. It'll get in the low 80s today. Still fall. We are Real News with Rick Outzen. It is Thursday, October 21st. About noon today, I'll start figuring out what I'm going to eat over the weekend. So, and maybe something else I'll do other than watch five-year-old soccer, which is the best thing in the world. It came across my desk yesterday, and I've been following her since she left. In Weekly Rising Star, who was worked at the Chamber here, went on to the Tampa area. She's now the CEO of the North Tampa Bay Chamber, Hope Kennedy. Hope, good to hear.
Hey, Rick.
Hey. Everything's
How are you? We miss you.
We miss you. We've changed a little bit since you left, but
Trust me, I follow you guys as well, too.
You have been truly a rising star, and as everyone predicted you would be, yeah, you were part of a national panel on the Equality Act, pushing for Congress to pass it.
Yep.
Tell us what the Equality Act is about and why you believe it would be good for small business in Florida.
Well, thank you, Rick, for giving me the platform and the opportunity. And I'll just back up just a real second and say that our chamber's been an ally in this space for probably the last 6 years. And we have a program in Florida called the Equality Florida. I'm sure you're familiar with them. And I've worked with them on Equality Means Business. So I've had a real focus on small business and equality. And so yesterday I did have the opportunity with the Freedom American for All or Freedom and Opportunity for All to participate in a small business roundtable. But as a chamber in Florida, we know the importance of inclusion and how it's not optional. It really does affect everybody. It's about business, making sure that everybody feels safe and welcome in our community, and it affects business here in the state of Florida.
Yeah, and so explain what the act would do. Why do you believe that's important? Give just a few details for our listeners who may not have heard about the Equality Act.
Yeah, so the Equality Act, the state of Florida is one of 29 states that does not have a consistent Equality Act over in our state. And what the Equality Act is a national act to have equality consistent across all of our 50 United States that would enhance the rights of women, enhance the rights of people of color, as well as protecting those of faith and, in this particular case, the LGBT community from protecting them from discrimination.
Now, how does that impact small business in Florida? Because your chambers are their focus is on business. A lot of chambers shy away from taking political stands like this. How do you believe this is going to help small business?
Well, these protections would help the businesses of all sizes, small and large, to recruit and retain talent. A study in Florida found that inclusion and non-discrimination protections would boost our competitive and skilled labor workforce. It would increase our output by almost $5 million over the next 10 years and creating nearly 36,000 jobs. Those jobs are here and they're available, and we want our visitors to our work. You know, Florida's big on tourism, so it would have a huge impact on tourism to where our friends and the LGBT community feel safe to come and spend their dollars, and then ultimately they can live here in peace and love.
The voice you listen to is Hope Kennedy, former Pensacola resident. She was worked with the chamber here. She was one of the early In Week Rising Stars. She's now the CEO and president of the North Tampa Bay Chamber. What did you learn here working at the chamber that's helped you do your job there?
Oh, my gosh. Everything that I do now, I learned. I say I grew up in chamber in Pensacola when I was there for 5 years. I learned how to navigate all of the different opinions and the different thought processes, like you said earlier in your question, and I'm not sure that I answered it correctly, but just why a chamber would be involved with this, because that's what chambers do. We have to be the voice of business, and as that leader, it's imperative that we take a stand. We're going to know. So I learned a lot while I was there. We had a lot of issues during the time that I was there. We had just had Hurricane Ivan.
Right.
Then we had the recession. Then we had the oil spill. And then it was just, just going place downhill from there. So I learned a lot about just navigating different personalities and agendas that's been able to bring me here. And we've been able to come together as a region on a lot of issues and topics, and this is one of them.
All right, give us Hope, it's so great to hear your voice, and I want to have you more on the show, and we're
sure.
trying, and we're looking at we may do some kind of reunion type story on Rising Stars, because you were there in the beginning. You were there when we were starting PYP at the chamber,
yep.
And so I'd like to I'll ring you in on that. But tell us about give us a commercial on the North Tampa Bay Chamber. You got 2 minutes.
You give me 2 minutes. I could talk for 2 days on our wonderful chamber. But, you know, Rick, I've been in the chamber industry now for almost 20 years, and it took me a long time to figure out what chambers really, truly do. And I've got it down to three words, and we're a connector, a convener, and a catalyst. And we don't have to know everything, but we can need to know what's important and what's coming down the pike so that we can help educate our members that have joined our organization. So in North Tampa Bay, it is just as it sounds. It's north of the Tampa Bay. We have a very strong regional approach. We are one of 8 chambers in a MOU with other chambers. So we use each other often. We support each other in advocacy efforts, whether it's state or federal. So our chamber is very engaged in pro-business legislation. Of course, we have our networking events that we provide for our chamber members to help grow their business. Ultimately, we just want to have a thriving business community, and that's what we do here.
And that approach is working, because we see the growth in the Tampa Bay area.
And my gosh, it is.
And you've got solid elected officials that are working with you. You've got the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah. We're Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Right.
So you can't go wrong.
That's right. Right. Hope, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. We'll create a podcast. I'll get it to you. But thank you for doing this, and we'll figure out a way to do it again. We'll come up with something else.
Come up with something else. Call me anytime. I watch you from afar and adore what you guys do over there in Pensacola, and I miss the beautiful beaches, and we'll hope to see you guys sometime soon.
Oh, great. Hope, thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
Right, take care.